morning, everybody. Welcome to Fade to Blick. I am Sebastian Blick.
How are you?
How the hell are you? Adult conversation. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. Goodness, that sounds really warm today. I'm like breathing in the microphone and I can hear myself. It's like, whoa, that's crazy loud. If you want to get a hold of me, you can always get a hold of me, 713-955-0395. You can also get a hold of me via chat. I have the chat window open and running. Ooh, that's even worse. And I have my Facebook Messenger open if you want to get a hold of me over there. Sebastian Blick 1 over on Facebook. Good God, I got an idiot. Whoever's thinking about me, stop it. It's probably my wife. A big shout out this morning to everybody up north in St. Louis, in that vicinity, and everybody down south in Arkansas. Howdy. How are you? Doobie doobie doo. There we go. Just checking stuff out. Ooh, that'll be fun. If you've got stereo or surround sound on your computer, this should be fun. We'll go back and forth like this. How's that? He's in stereo. Kind of fun. Playing with new technologies and stuff. It's quite funny. It's interesting because it comes in through my headset as stereo also, so it bounces back and forth, and apparently I have my headset on backwards. So what's going on? I'm really confused. Oh, shit. So, how the hell is everybody? Been taking a little hiatus, what I call education break. It's so that I can sit around and look at people. I enjoy people watching. It's one of my favorite things to do. Gives me a lot of material because, well, everybody knows, as they say, said it best, everybody knows that the world is full of stupid people. I love to find them and watch them. Because they always come up with the funny stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. 713-955-0395. Give me a holler. Topic. If you've got a topic, bring it up. I don't care. I've had a lot of ponderances, if you will. Been thinking about what to do, how to do it, why to do it. I'm getting ready to do several new shows. Is entirely topic new, and it should be a really good show right now, and it because it is very topical. It's something that everyone is interested in, and if you are, you could learn a lot of information and possibly, hopefully, knock on wood, become a non-smoker. So stay tuned, as they say in the business. Stay tuned. We'll be bringing you more as it becomes available. There, I had to switch out of the stereo mode. It was driving me crazy. It was absolutely driving me fucking nuts. 713-955-0395. It's what we do. It's why we do it. It's what we're here for. Fade to Blick. Politics, but I've got to talk some politics, I guess, just because of the fact that where the hell, I got to appreciate Bernie Sanders out of the woodwork and just hollering, jumping up and down, throwing spit and cussing. He's doing what it takes to get, you know, noticed and get people to pay attention. Hopefully he'll drive the vote. He's got some good ideas. Yes, you know, there are some difference, you know, everybody has their differing opinion and it's socialism and yada yada and this and that. But, you know, the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, does not apply here. It's obvious it's broke. system, you know, the system is, you know, out of balance. It's you know, continuing to be an issue. Disparity among the class system, as it, you know, as it stands, is really becoming an issue. People, 1%, you know, has basically ridden itself into the ground, and now everyone talks about it. They got tired of flying around in their Learjets. I would too. You know, I would have to agree. I am a little discouraged with it, but, you know, it's one of those things. Hey, they figured out the system and how to run it. You got to admire a smart guy that does that. Isn't that what life's all about, right? Game works and make the most fucking money you can. It just makes sense. So, you know, I do. And to all the candidates spending millions of dollars, hopefully they're doing it for the right cause, for the right reason, and that's for the United States and people, and not for themselves, special interests, whatnot, you know. That's the way I look at it, because it gets to that point where too big. Special interests have gotten their hand in everything. They're running and dictating policy and procedure. It just doesn't work. It just can't work. So, and it changes. I really do. I think that the two-party system right now, where it's so defunct and busted, people have figured out how to get their paws in everything all the time, no matter where, you know, no matter what safeguards are put in place. They figure out how to get around that shit real quick. It's true. It is true. Hello. It's my warrior children, my crazed, insane kiddos. I post a lot of pictures about them. Sebastian Blick 1 over on Facebook. If you want to get a hold of me, say hi. Be my friend. It's always fun. I come up with little tidbits of wisdom. Did I say tidbits? I don't know. I think I said something. I'm waiting to see if my buddy Ange is around. Usually she pops in. She hasn't popped in and said hi yet. She said she had to run some errands this morning. So we'll forgive her until she shows up. And my wife's at work. You know, about the only thing I could think to do is call her and annoy her, which I usually do during the day. If I'm doing a show during the day, I always have to call my wife and, you know, do the segment, you know, what's Ba doing? Speaking of vaping, you'll hear me off and on hack cigarette. Quit. Stop it. The office cat's being insane this morning. I'm on. Quit. Quit. You don't need to be a hellion right now. Yeah, not right now. You're a hooch. You're the Hoochie Magoo. See, she is. The office cat, that's Phoebe. That's Mama's girl. She's an ornery little beats up on all the other cats. The youngest of the bunch. Smallest, well, she's not the smallest anymore. We got her fixed and she kind of ballooned. You know, she's in shape. Round is a shape, so she counts. It's one of those things. 9550395. Got any ideas, suggestions, comments, whatever. Holler at me. Tell me what it's like in your neck of the woods or on your neck of the wape or your wape of the nape. Yes. That commercial cracks me up too. In the United States of America, and therefore, yes. Thank you. It makes a lot of. And we wonder why we worry about our future, because, well, that stage representing something, I don't know. Yeah. And the funny part about it was those are people that Trump was putting up. Because it was his pageant. gives you the inkling of just exactly the type, right? Wow. So, on my people watch break, I had to sit around and got to check out. I did a stint sitting at the mall checking out some people, and I'm telling you what, mall walkers crack me up. These people, they're not going anywhere. They're in the mall. They are as fast as they can. And I mean, they're pumping their little arms and their little cheeks are getting red. It's hilarious. It really is. You got to go check it out sometime. I highly recommend it. I'm a strange person, I know. My glasses are too big for their my glasses are too big for their own britches. Yeah, I tried entering in a contest to win a new set of microphones, and I guess my microphone jinxed the contest that I was in, so I didn't win. I was very sad. Beautiful, beautiful little mics. I tell you what, I was rather dumbstruck. They were pretty attractive. I'm one of those people that gets excited about equipment. You know, I walk into the Guitar Center and I'm all like giddy, smiling and giggling and shit. Very loud. Holy cow. Of course, I step into where it's like nothing but air coming in. It's insane. Prime Vapor. This is a guy that I've been working with him for a few, probably 2 months now. And good kid. I'll come up with the address here in just a minute. I'll probably do a break and track him down because I'm going to start pretty extensively. Prime. If you get a chance, go by, say, Cherokee and Battlefield, or Glenstone. Cherokee and Glenstone. If you're familiar with Springfield, you know where Aunt Martha's Bank is. That's just right around, like, on the same, right in the shopping center right there. You'll see it. It's on the end of the, it's right on. It's great. Great place. His juices are absolutely smashing. They're stellar. I love them. Prices are decent. And he is very knowledgeable about what he does. And to top it all off, he's just a great all-around guy. I put down a piece of some gear, actually. You can do layaway. He layaway, which is another cool feature of a vape shop that you don't see every day. Put some gear on and noticed that when I was went to fill my tank, it had my glass tank had cracked and broken down at the very base, in the base where it screws in. And I had put this piece on layaway and I was like basically stopped. And he said, well, to keep you from going, let me see what I can do. So he dug around. Found me a tank that he had that was basically one of his demos, I guess. He said, here, I'm going to let you borrow it because I don't want you going back to cigarettes. And got me a tank. Well, I tried putting it on my battery already. We tried it, and it, for some reason, would not sync up with the battery that I had. It just would not fire. So he dug around again, came up with a battery that would sync up. So in essence, I am basically running on a loaner vehicle, if you will, until I can get my sight glass on my other tank rebuilt, or I get my layaway paid off, really, is what it's boiling down to. So just a freaking phenomenal, just a phenomenal customer service guy. I can't say enough. His name is right on the tip of my tongue, but the minute I started talking about it, I went blank because I went for the name of his business, which is Prime Vapor. If you get a chance, Cherokee in Springfield, Spring Vegas, big old Spring Vegas. If you need any, you can always get a hold of me on Sebastian Blick 1. Or you can get a hold of me in any number of ways, whether it's over at Yahoo, Sebastian at Yahoo.com, or Yahoo, Twitter, Sebastian Blick on Twitter. And you can get me damn near anywhere. I'm not doing, you know, LinkedIn yet. There's several places that I haven't gotten into just yet until I get a bigger marketing department. Anybody wants to volunteer? I'm taking applications for an intern. That's one of the new things that I want to do on the new show. I want to have an intern. I too much today. I'm eyeing a lot. Finding exactly the right ratio when you're working with an air mix tank, because this one actually has an airflow ratio mix, you get just a little to your liking, because otherwise you're breathing like nothing but air or nothing but smoke, and just kind of really medium is kind of a pain in the ass. But well worth it. Everybody gets disturbed when they hear that part. It's just liquid. It's all it is liquid hitting a coil, heating up, that's causing it to steam, causing a light vapor. People are all, oh my God, it's going to kill you. No, it's not. Smoking cigarettes will kill you. And all these guys, it's funny because you get bad press off and on every now and again about vaping. You find guys that are in hospitals and saying, I was vaping and like this hot, blazing, flaming ball of juice went down and burned my lung open. What the fuck planet are you living on, Chief? I don't get that one, because I've seen some crazy shit happen with them. I've seen batteries blow up. I've seen atomizer vaporizer blow up. I've seen all kinds of stuff. But flaming balls of liquid e-juice, I have yet to see. Steaming, possibly. Popping from, boiling. I've seen that one a couple of times, but nothing ever fire related. And how it would boil someone's esophageal tissue or lung tissue open is beyond me. I know that you're working with sensitive tissues and all, but whoa, we're just talking about, a very small amount of vapor juice, whether it be a boil, I fire it, and to even an accidental, when you get called what's called a you'll flood out a little bit more juice in the bottom of your atomizing, and it will get hot in your mouth. So, but yet it's not a flaming ball of liquid, ever. I don't know what the hell. The office cat's going to die. She's being hellion this morning. Hey, quit it. Good grief. Spasm.
Spasm. That's the reason tranquilizer darts were invented, and NyQuil. Did I say that out loud? It was one of those things. 10:51 a.m. Spring Vegas. You're listening to Fade to Blick. Sebastian Blick with 713-955-0395. It's the number here, so you can call and say hello. Hello. Well, not much. How about you? You know. Yeah. Eventually, kids, you're going to love this one. Eventually, I'm going to start recording video-wise and do video also. I don't know necessarily that it will be streaming, but the show will go over to YouTube. Yes, I said. Another space, another place for my beautiful face. Hey, like them apples. Trying to take over one place at a time. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. Check over here. I need to take a jump into my other zone here just to see. I don't see working. No, it's still not. Something isn't quite. I don't like it, but it happens. To those over on the CS side that may be tuning in, hey, how are you? Let me see here with my, make sure that's right. 0395-955. Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. They haven't switched the number in forever, which is good. They were switching my number continuously, which was just the most god-awful pain in the ass. It really was. About every 3 weeks, I'd say, they changed my call-in number. For those of you who may be over on the CS side, I don't know if chat is working quite well. If it isn't and you would like to, just go to Blog Talk and hit the chat link there. If you hit Blog Talk, the link my Facebook page, it should directly to it, and you'll be able to jump in. It'll drop you into the chat conversation on the show page. There you go. There's another way to chat if it's not working. If the show's on, you can always come chat in here. Say, hey, whatsoever. You know, what give was good. Hook up, you know, booty call, that kind of stuff. Talked a lot in the first half hour. Fade to Blick. Check it out. I'm doing little things also that I'm going to be pulling off of and using for recordings for different things, whether it be advertising or whether it be show promo stuff for on other shows that we're getting ready to do. I'm going to do a lot of cross promotion and things like that with it. So we're going to have a lot of fun. So keep listening. Stay tuned. Because Fade to Blick is going crazy. Well, don't you like that? Isn't it fun when you do that, when you breathe all the way out and just completely exhale to where you have no air and you're just at being on a roller coaster and you go into that just very light for just a second? I don't. I do it. But, you know, it's there's also the whole, you know, auto asphyxiation, speak the English / Latin language. Because I'm sure that autoerotic is probably not directly English. Probably some kind of a Latin branch or root. Mm-hmm. It's true. Banana. I love his banana. Prime Vapor over on Glenstone. Get a chance. Tell him Sebastian sent you. Exactly who you're talking about. It's that crazy guy that comes in with the scarves that my dog freaks out. He's got a really cool, he's got two and it's got beautiful eyes. Beautiful. Not that I was hitting on his dog. But if I was a dog, I'd really work it. Like, woo, got some mighty pretty eyes, baby. Oh, shit. Deranged. Twisted. I don't know. Beyondo. Mm-hmm. Hmm. You know, the thing that irritates me is the holiday season. Holiday season up by about 2 weeks. Yeah, a week and a half to 2 weeks every year. Pretty soon, we'll be getting ready for Black Friday, the beginning of summer, if this doesn't stop. I personally would vote for it not to happen because it's a nuisance. It's annoying. It causes more problems than it's worth. Well, that didn't work. I'm trying to put a pop screen on it, on my mic. Hopefully I can come up with a solution for it, because I have a tendency to be a little heavy-handed with my English. And when I am that heavy-handed with my English, that's not too terribly bad. That covers a little bit of it up. And if I had someone listening that could tell me what it was sounding like, that would be awesome too, but I don't. It's all good. This is basically a session anyway. You know. Let's see here. Doop, 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 doop. Do, 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 do. There we go. I had to get that twisted just the right way. I'm just wondering if my friend Davey is out there listening. He might be. If he is, it'd be me a holler, 713-955-0395, or shoot me a message. I got a little tidbit of information and or announcement. I wanted to wait, but I'm busting right now. I'm actually having an issue. I'm having an issue. Yeah, I am. I want to get it done the way. Let's see. I'm wanting to say, I might be able to. Let's see if we can get him this way. We'll do it this way. Wah, 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 wah. You know, I'm amazed at how fast and how, I don't know, how efficient we've made communications for ourselves, but yet we still can't communicate. I think it makes sense. We're very astute conversation, but of listening we have not mastered. How's that? That makes more sense to me. Because a lot of times in communication setups, you know, that's what goes wrong. One person who's trying to communicate, but the other person, the other individual who's listening, is not necessarily picking up important tidbits of information. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. Picking up road noise. Sound like I'm driving somewhere, picking up road noise. I actually am working on getting that set up also, so that when we do take that I'll be able to broadcast live or record live on the road. I more than likely I'll have to do record, have the broadcast transfer list just yet. Not where I wanted it to be. It works well, but moving, it doesn't work well. I have to kind of wait just a little longer until they can improvise or improve just a little on the tech when they get their shit together. You know. 9550395. So, put this in the background, I think, because I need it actually. Let's turn it way down. Here we go. We'll do this in the background. Here we go. A little bit of background. A little Queen in the background. Just because I needed it. Trigger Davey to get a hold of me. Just a little light in the background music. You know, one of those things. So, how the hell is everybody? Since I've been disappeared, I took a what I like to call a drama break. It really is. Facebook, for the most part, for me, has just, it just seems to be extraneous information and drama. You know what I mean? So I kind of just, I just take a few days to a week, you know, or so, and back away. It gives me a perspective, so to speak. Because really it is, it really does boil down to a lot of drama. People, I don't know, people have a need, a continuous need to have this drama spinning constantly, this shit pile flying around in the air, you know? That just is unnecessary. It's fodder. I don't like it. It takes up too much of my time and energy, and I usually, people who throw off that kind of stuff just piss me off. They really do, and usually I'm hanging around or not dealing with them a month, maybe two. I see through people's shit way too quick. It makes people mad because they think it's something else, but usually it's I see through their bullshit with it real quick. It's just one of those things. So. Communication, listening. People just don't listen. Wrapped up in their own self-absorbed bullshit. So, you know, it's a case we at on that? Oh, we're still 2 minutes, minute and a half out, probably. I'll let everybody listen to this for just a second. I'm going to take a little short break. You're listening to Fade to Blick. I'm Sebastian Blick. 713-955-0395. Give me a holler. Be back in about a minute now. God, I love Queen. Fat Bottom Girls. Fat Bottom Girls do. 1108, Spring Vegas. You're listening to Fade to Blick on a Wonderworks station. Wonderworks Radio. Wonderworks Entertainment. Bring in entertainment. To you. Yes. To you. It's good stuff. I've had a tickle in my throat. It's that fall weather shit.
You know what I'm talking about?
Allergies and shit. One of the best things I found, though, is about a tablespoon. What is it? No. It's like a half of honey. And then you go a teaspoon of red pepper, like cayenne red pepper, a teaspoon of Tabasco, a teaspoon of lemon. I'd go about a teaspoon and a half of lemon, just because I prefer it. There was one other thing. I can't remember what it was. I haven't used it. I haven't used it yet this year, but it's just an amazing little tonic I've come up with. But if you want the recipe, you can always holler at me, Sebastian, over on Facebook. Best way I know to get a hold of me. You can either get a hold of me there or get a hold of me on any number of places. Yahoo, Sebastian at Yahoo. Sebastian Blick 1 at Facebook is probably the easiest, most convenient, and quickest way to get a hold of me. So if you have a question, feel free to ask. I have the answers to a lot. It's really strange. My wife calls me a repository of information. I have a lot of it. I've been known to have an extensive repository of basically useless trivia. It's just, you know, stuff that I picked up over the years. It was because I did actually read the encyclopedias from the 1976 edition of the World Book Encyclopedia cover to cover. It was just one of those things. It took me about a year and a half to do it, but I gave myself, I'd say probably 20 minutes, 25 minutes at a stretch, and I'd say that probably happened 4, maybe 5 times a day. It was summer, Wednesday. Because you couldn't do it in school. Because there's a secret to that whole situation. yeah. The little secret, I'll make it easy. There's a little secret that, you know, I had to doing that, and it was really pretty easy. It was easy, but you gained. The secret really was, I never really shit at school, so, you know, it's one of those things. I love you. There we go. My adoring wife. Whoa. There we go. There it is. Dum, dum, dum. Yeah. Are you one of those people? Are you one of those people that can't crap in public? Can you shit in public? I can't. It drives me. I have a very difficult time shitting in a public. I don't know why. 5550395. Let me know. Do you? It's just one of those things. It's quirky, and there are, I think, more people than not who have an issue taking a dump in a bathroom. It's just one of those things because it's as exposed as you can get. You know, you're in a very vulnerable position. You're sitting on a toilet. Those are two big strikes right there. Because your pants are around your ankles. You've got no way to run. No way. And in any fashion, quickness or grace at all. Because even if you tried to run away with the pants on around your ankles, you would end up kicking shoes, trying to kick while you're running. And I know that you're thinking, you know, that would be the easiest way. Or just kick one off the other leg down the street. Right? No. Because think about it this way. You push that thing around and you got it off your one foot and it's dragging. Now you have 3.5 to 4 foot piece of cloth that can be stomped on. Rapid deceleration. See what I mean? Painful, rapid deceleration. PRD happens. I've had it happen to me more than once. A lot. I've had it happen in cars. That's painful. I don't like it. Not one bit. You know? It's just the way it is. That's what I need to see. Do be do. There we go. It's not too bad. I'll probably go just a little bit longer. I do have to get out. For those of you who are possibly listening here in Spring Vegas, I will be carrying around a valuable prize. Today, I'll be on Scarlet. As everyone knows, I have Scarlet. She's a little red monster, and she's a joy. She's like an absolute joy to ride, and especially this time of year. Beautiful weather. But if you see me, and I'll have my scarf, my red scarf, which will be matching today. More than likely, my camo pants. Probably my blue over Adidas jacket. So if you get a chance and you see me and recognize me, or at least flag me, you know, say, hey, what's going on? Whatever. Screw you. Whatever. Throw bottles. I don't care. If you want to throw an empty Coke bottle at me, that's fine. It happens. I actually had somebody do that because I had said it. on one other show. I said, you know, I'm just looking for people to respond to what a response. And I made the comment, well, why don't you just walk up to me and throw something at me if you're there and awake? And sure enough, somebody who listens to the show on a pretty regular basis came up to me and threw an empty Coke bottle at me. Mm-hmm. Luckily, it just kind of bounced off and fell on the ground. It was no big deal. But it could have been a big deal. So, you know. I'm just typing to the dear one. Yeah, and I haven't seen my good buddy yet, my good buddy Ange. It's like when you accidentally trickle down your leg just a little bit. You get excited and pee down your leg. Don't tell me you haven't done it, because you have. Don't lie. Ow. I need to get that fixed. I need to get my tables more soundproofed and grounded for that. They pick up a lot of noise of me moving just a little. There's another one of those big expenditures that's on the list to go and get done. Of course, I actually want to build a steel box in the ground I can broadcast from. It's very soundproofed. That would be nice. Take a metal shipping and bury it in the ground and put a hatch on the top of it. No windows, no light, no nothing. Just bury it out of the ground. Several wires. One power cable, one, you know, solar outside batteries or some shit. Whatever. Goes down the wall, you know, into the floor, into the ground, whatever. I have my little bunker. A broadcast bunker. That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Make it look like a submarine or a... I actually would like to have a studio that looks like the bridge of the Enterprise. Myself. That would be slick. Especially if you were recording recording the show in video. You could do it from the bridge. I would think that would be kind of a cool function, kind of a cool feature. May have to look into that one. Play around with the idea. Could be interesting. Yeah, it's been one of those days. It's been one of those weeks, really. It's just been steady. It's actually gone by really quickly, to the point that I didn't know what day it was at the beginning of the week. I assumed for some reason, or took a wild gander and guessed that it was Wednesday on like Monday. I don't know how I did it. I looked at my today's Wednesday, and she said, no, it's Monday night. Let's not do the time warp again, shall we? I don't know any other way. it was, yeah, bad deal. Yeah, I don't know. It was one of those days. And you know, hopefully the weekend goes better, and I think it will, judging by what the wife seems to have up her sleeve. She comes up with plans. I have to give her credit. Come up with some interesting situations. So, you know, we'll hope and cross our fingers that this weekend goes. I think it will. I trust her. 713-50395, the number here, Fade to Blake. Sebastian Blake with you, hanging out. Expounding on new ideas. How's that? Sounds like a pretty good one or something. Yeah, expanding your mind. Expounding. That's pretty good stuff. I like having a vocabulary so that you can talk to people and fuck them up. You come up with some extreme word and stick it into a sentence and watch people's heads explode like the Jet.com commercial, and just their head just pops, you know? First time I saw that commercial, I just about flipped out. I'm like, oh my God, their head's all exploded. It was the family on the, like, the family on. And all of their heads, like, explode over the course of a, you know, 5-second span. Which I think is just crazy funny. Just to see it happen would be crazy. To see them do it and still be ambulatory. Because you would think that in normal circumstances, even if it was the Matrix, you know, like Morpheus says, one can't, you know, function without the other. Somebody's zap you in the head while you're going on conscious free flight. You'd be done. Cut the string, see you, bye-bye. Just simple. We've come up with some weird shit today. I've gone from one end to the other on this one, didn't I? Wow. I don't know how the hell I do that. Just winding stuff. Winding up the motors and gears, getting things ready, because in the next, well, I'm not giving that secret up just yet. I'll wait. Just a moment. Because, yeah, if he hasn't gotten on, then I don't know what to tell him. Ouch. Yeah, this rainy season, I tell you, I'm not a big fan of the rainy season. Spring and fall in this area are treacherous. I mean, they really are, because it can go from really nice outside to really shitty in a matter of minutes. And if you're caught out in it, you're going to get soaked and cold and wet and yucky, and it's no fun. I mean, at least with some, you know, some states, you get at least before it goes crazy on you. You know, Colorado, they're going to have massive snow, then they pretty much can forecast it. They know what's going to happen. But our excuse, oh, who knows? I have no idea. And I would say more than likely it's A3. So I've been messing with it. So So I've been messing around with new settings, new equipment, and now Blog Talk's come out with new features. One of these features is the ability for me to email a person, and it sends them the ability to log into the studio site where I am. Well, basically not where I am, but you view the things I do, well, or pretty close, and you'd be able to hi and banter and trade witty repartee with my wondrous self. So give me a holler, Sebastian.Blake1 at Facebook, or Sebastian.Blake at Yahoo. Either way, you can hit me on either. Because I'm a both. Oh, delirium. That's what it is. It is like delirium. So I was, you know, looking at some stuff online. It amazes me the difference in price. And it's going to be interesting again to see. And we every year retailers look at this and they say, is online going to make a big dent? It's going to be interesting because it's getting bigger every year. And, you know, you're seeing more of your brick-and-mortar retailers either going to online or going out of business. There are several big instances of that already that have happened. It's going to continue happening, I'm sure, because on the online presence is so large and generates so much money. I mean, that is a source of incredible amounts of capital. So, just want to keep it in mind. So, oh goodness, what a day. I'm glad it's Friday. TGI fucking F. TGIF. F. TGIFF? Yeah, that'll work. I think that's a new mark we need to put out there. TGIF. I like it. We've got a little. Let me see here. Yeah, it's one of those. It really is. It's been one of those days. I've been trying to get shit together and get finished up. Let's see here. Do 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 do. Let's see. I have a conversation at the same time. Actually longer, but this one's but in such a way that you didn't even really know. I'm going to push off a shade of a break here. I'm going to do a little Green Day. I'll be right back. You're listening to Fade to Blick, a Wonderworks broadcast. 5503 95, back in about 3.
Welcome to paradise. A gunshot rings out at the station. Another urchin slapped and left dead on his own. It makes me wonder why I'm still here. But some strange things I get now, feeling like I am. And I'm never gonna go. Welcome to
Day. Yeah, buddy. 3955 0395. Blink. Yes. Talking to Davey online right now and finishing up a couple of things. I'll be exciting. Should be ecstatic. But I might even actually save them. And so, you know. Yeah, tomorrow maybe. Maybe. Tomorrow's SSC day. We might. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Do-do-do-do-do-do. So. Doing? How are you? Good to see you. Yeah, it's been, the week has just been odd. It's been like it went faster than I expected, but then yet at the same time it drug ass. I don't know why. How are you, guest? I always like it when guests drop in because usually they don't know who the hell I am and they've never heard it. They just like stumbled upon it and they're like, oh my God, who is this man? You'll know my name soon enough. Just saying. I'm in that transitional period, don't you know? In my artiste. Oh, hey, how are you? That's funny. He's like, oh shit, who the hell is that? You know, it's been along those, it's not quite bad enough to call a redo, because you get three redo days, total redo days. It's where you can say, fuck it, I'm done. And you get one redo week. It's true. You can look it up. I'll find out where you look it up, but you get 3 days and 1 week of do-over. Which means that, say, you know, really fucked up. Stupid. Beyond reason stupid. And you know that the wife's going to be getting ready to plant the foot. That's when you call it one of your do-over days. It's always a good, it's a good backup. It's a good saving. I think I will hold off on that until I can get him on. I'd rather do that because I'm just like that. And it makes it more suspenseful for everyone else. Oh, there we go. And then my wife is sending me messages on the other side about stuff. That's very nice. It's very nice. I'm catching all kinds of good info all of a sudden. At 11:38 a.m. in Spring Vegas. 53 and outside. And sunny outside in Spring Vegas. You know, I hope that it's going to warm up just a tidge bit more, because otherwise my nipples are on a scooter and my nipples are going to be cutting through my jacket. I just have the feeling. You know, but shit I got to do. I got stuff I got to do, you know. It's kind of like when a cat walks, I got cat shit to do. Just the way it is. So, you know, I've got about everything warmed up, ready to go, set. The wife's all fired up. She's ready to go. She's actually got some great ideas for the new show coming up. And she's giving me a bit. Actually, she's only given a couple of the ideas that she's got, and she's just, the stuff that she's given me has just been insane. And I just sit back and go, wow, she is a wicked DJ. She actually outdoes me. She can actually do it better than I do it. She has a better ear, I guess. From what I can see, she for what people want exactly. I can get a good feel for what the room wants, but she's really good. She can hit somebody across a room what they want to listen to. I think she gets in their head. I think she uses some strange ESP kind of weirdness. I'm not sure. We've been back a few months ago doing it. We were doing it on a pretty regular basis. And she was just badass. And people would come up and tell me, you know, no, you don't understand. The woman is the one that's doing the beast. She really is. She's incredible. I could not have asked. I don't know if the universe figured it out, but I guess, you know, it's that perfect, the universe is perfect and gives you exactly what you need, because she is a perfect match for what I need. As far as she can direct traffic, she knows exactly how to get me dressed, and she knows what I wear, when I wear it, how I like to wear it. She's extreme. Yeah. And a great all around, she's my best friend. You know, they always say you marry your best friend, or, you know, the best way to get through life is to marry your best friend, and that it's true. It is exactly true. Communication wise, you know, those are your best friend. You communicate better with them. And we always harp on that one on the show. The key to a long and successful relationship is communication. Constant and unceasing communication. Because it is going to get you farther than anything. It really will. And I've seen way, way, way too many couples that, you know, fell apart, and really they, you know, stood back and said, couldn't figure out what went wrong. And when I look at it and would say, well, how much do you talk? That comes into play a lot. And they, a lot of times, most every time I've ever heard a couple that's broken up, that they usually say it's because they weren't communicating. And that really is the bottom. So keep that in mind, kids. You know? And I'll harp on it 100 times if I don't, you know, do it too. I'll do it 100. Just, one of those things. So the plastic Bondo shit, has anybody seen any of that stuff? It's amazing. Amazing stuff. I highly recommend it if you have...
Has he been drinking?
Hey, how you doing? So, I mean, you know, I just been winding, getting things together for some big transitional stuff. We're getting ready to do some craziness here in the next few weeks. Very shortly, actually. Like I said, I have a big announcement that probably me making in the next 2 days, 3 days, I'd say. If you haven't heard it by Monday, you will definitely hear it Monday. So, yeah, just playing with new gear, new technologies. They've given me some new with here on the Blog Talk side. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So stay tuned. Hang in there. Keep your and goggles peeled for what's coming, because it's going to be amazing. And if you get a chance and you're out in Spring Vegas and you see me cruising around on Scarlet blowing in the wind, just stop me and I'll give you a really cool prize. Matter of fact, I'll be putting it in my pocket here very shortly. And no, it's not chocolate and it will not melt. Although, no, I won't even give that clue. I'm not going to do it. I'm feeling... let me look here. Oh, yeah, that one will work really well. I'll do a little... Aerosmith. 713-955-0395, the number here at the studio. You're listening to Fade to Blick. Sebastian Blick with you here for just a few more minutes. A little bit of Aerosmith coming at you for a short break. Be back in about six.
To see me through all my sins. There
good thing to listen to. Remember this.
Remember, the light at the end of the tunnel may be you. Good night.
It's a true statement. Always help people, anybody, no matter who it is, because you know you could be the light at the end of that tunnel for that person. It's philosophies in life. I always carry it with me because there could be that person edge of their rope. It goes with my hold-on theory, helping the suicidal, mentally unstable. And they could be at the end of their rope, last day type situation, and just a simple smile or act of could turn them completely around, save their life. So keep that in mind. Always. just a shy of shutdown time. I'm going to ski-datify out. It's about 53 degrees. It's about time for me to suit up and hit the hard road to success. As they say, I'd like to thank everybody who tuned in and listened today. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you stopping by. I'll talk more with you here shortly. And I hope to see somebody out on the road here in Spring Vegas today, giving away some goodies. Until the next show, which could be as soon as tomorrow, but again, for sure on Monday, I'm Sebastian Blick. Do me a favor. Take care of somebody. I don't care who it is. Next door neighbor, across the street, kid, cat, whatever. Buddy. Makes you feel good about yourself. Helps them in the long run, too. Till then, love your show.